Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Mr. Whiteside's Lesson by Debbie Webb, New Zealand. In high school, I was definitely a nerd. I liked school and didn't like sports, and the combination pegged me as unpopular. I was a good student and thought that meant I was smart. Phil Whiteside was my math teacher for 2 years. He was also a bit of a mentor as I mended books for him and played with his computer, one of the few there was in school. His classroom walls were dotted with motivational slogans. He had a passion for sharing the wonder of mathematics with us. I enjoyed learning with his enthusiastic encouragement. We had a graded system of cards with math problems on them. As I solved each level, I progressed to the next. I was desperate to make it to the last level before the end of the year and was thrilled whenever I found a solution to a previously unsolvable problem. One day, after I'd been disruptive, Mr. Whiteside told me he expected better of me as I was the best student in his class. I protested that I wasn't. While I liked math and school in general, I was a decidedly B student. Other kids in class had gotten 100% on recent tests, but Mr. Whiteside insisted, and though I didn't understand at the time how he thought I was his best student, I took his class more seriously after that. Not long after I left high school, Mr. Whiteside died from a long illness. I was a university student by then and took time off my classes to attend his service. As I rounded a corner, still a fair way from the site of the service, I saw that the road was lined with cars and realized that they probably all belonged to people who were there for his service. I parked and walked up, and the place was full. They opened a side area with closed-circuit TV of the service to accommodate everyone, and still, there were people outside. Mr. Whiteside had obviously touched a lot of people. I saw I wasn't the only one to find him inspirational, but it took me yet more time to fully realize his effect on me. Nearly 10 years after arguing that I wasn't the best student in his class, one day, I suddenly realized what Mr. Whiteside meant. We both knew I hadn't received the highest grades in math, but he saw that I applied myself and enjoyed learning. I was dedicated to the learning process, and that was what made me a good student for him. Even though I didn't fully appreciate his lesson until years later, it was still valuable to me. From Mr. Whiteside, I learned that it's not necessarily achievement that makes us successful or interesting. It's the attitude we take.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.